107.1 CJCSFM. Good morning. I'm Jamie Caudill. We are celebrating our 100th anniversary, and we are so thrilled, so excited that a former news director and a morning show co-host has joined us to talk about some great memories and celebrate our 100th anniversary. Kirk Dixon is here in studio. Kirk, it is wonderful to see you.
Happy 100th anniversary. Yeah. That's, you know, like, it isn't often you get to celebrate that, right?
This is very true.
Especially, you know, in the kind of business that we're in. There are a lot of radio stations that are older, but there are a lot of radio stations that are still would be considered a teenager in terms of years, right?
Yeah, so, exactly.
Yeah, no, it's neat to be able to do this.
And it's wonderful to have you here. I know this might be a little bit different for you. We're here in the CJCS studio. You're used to being on the other side of the glass.
Exactly. Like, this is a privilege that, you know, I never thought I would be able to enjoy. You know, during my tenure here we were just trying to think back because, you know, life is such a blur sometimes. But, you know, early to mid-2000s is when I first came, and I worked with the that little short guy, Eddie, you know. and Eddie and I, you know, Eddie and I are still friends. We get together for lunch once in a while.
Okay, right?
Yeah, so, which is amazing when, if some people can remember back to when we worked together, it sounded like we were clashing all
yeah,
the time.
Yeah, let's talk about that. You and Eddie had a unique morning show, and you were really co-hosting, if you will, because you were on with the news, but you were chatting all through the morning.
Yeah. The whole time, as I say, the layout of the studio is such that, you know, we're here in the studio where you do your show, the musical side of things and what have you. And there's a window here, and I'm on the other side of it. And so the only way that Eddie and I communicated was, you know, I had headphones on and I could turn the microphone on and off. And in between kibitzing with him, I'd be trying to write news stories.
Multitasking, as always,
Kirk Dixon. I don't do that so well anymore.
But you and Eddie, it was a unique morning show, shall we say. In terms of your conversation back and forth.
I would like to think that they were, and certainly some of the feedback we would get from people certainly left me with that impression that, yeah, people look forward to what are they going to do today, or what are they going to talk about today?
Or I think that a lot of people had, say, either sympathy or empathy for you, because Eddie, you know.
And he's still like that today. Well, you know, he always has a comeback, and matter how I would approach something, he always had a comeback. And it's just one of those things, like, you know, this business, even though I was on the news side of things, it's about entertainment. And, you know, especially that morning run from, we started at 6 and Eddie, I think, we finished it at 9 or whatever, but I was here till 12:30 or whatever.
Sure.
I mean, Eddie was still in the building, but the show itself. And it's a wake up for everybody, right? Like, and so we have to be able to entertain. And the thing, I've worked at a lot of radio stations. I don't have enough fingers to count them up over the years, but, you know, I was in radio for about 45 years by the time, and I've been retired now for a long time. I'm in my eighth year of retirement.
Very good.
Yeah,
very
so,
good.
So I'm not a spring well-deserved chicken, but, you know, I my mind is still a spring chicken, I could put it that way. And that whole entertainment thing is, you know, as soon as you hit that button to activate the microphone, it's like you're on stage, and you can identify with that because you do a lot of real on-stage stuff.
Sure,
with community theater. In addition to what you do here.
Exactly. Right? When that button is on, you are on, for sure.
And, you know, even how I approached my speaking, there was a different, you know, a little different projection, what have you.
And people loved the voice of Kirk Dixon.
Well,
I think
thank you.
Yeah, just a great radio voice. It's that simple.
Well, it's interesting. You know, I was talking about how long you've been retired, and over the last few months, I don't talk as much because I'm not out and about in the public, and, you know, I talk with my wife and some neighbors and things, but it's not a regular part of my day is constantly chatting or whatever.
Or not that early in the morning.
Probably. Or not that early in the morning. And do those early mornings still exist? But I just find my voice sometimes, it's kind of it's not there. When I first start, I have to, oh,
you got to warm things up.
Know, it's a lack of use, and it's not, not quite the same. But I have to tell you, you know, I worked here, I was here for about 3 years, and then I left for a short, not quite a year, to go work at the Business News Network in Toronto, behind the scenes, writing news, what have you. And then the opportunity to come back came up, and I jumped at it because I recognized what the Stratford people, not just the people in the radio station who were wonderful people, but the people of Stratford, the listeners. Mm-hmm. And it was a great place to be. And so I was able to come back and spend about another three and a bit years. And then there was an ownership change. And as always in an ownership change, staffing doesn't always stay the same.
Exactly.
And, and so I ended up my career elsewhere for the last 4 years before I decided to retire. And and it was a pretty good place too, right? Yeah. But I have very fond memories of not only Stratford and CJCS, and as you notice today, I'm wearing the old school.
Fantastic, yeah. Stratford, CJCS 1240 and 107.7 Mix FM. Yep.
When things first went on the air, this is what we got as swag, right?
Yeah.
But you know, Stratford holds some very, very special memories. Because I still come back to Stratford to do certain types of shopping and of course the festival, and you know, now over COVID, didn't get to do some of those things, but it's still a place to come to. When I say come, I live in Waterloo, so it's not like I'm a great distance away.
Yeah, you know? Exactly.
And it's just, even the drive back here today, I'm someone, my mother always used to joke about, I always take the long way home, right?
because you are quite a car guy, we should say, which folks may not know. You are quite a car guy.
I am, and so I take, what I say, back roads or less traveled routes. I didn't come in 7 and 8. I came in, you know, Vivian Line and all that kind of stuff. Because there's hardly any traffic, and I can just kind of do my thing. And I still am a car guy. I'm lucky enough to be able to be in a position that I have three toys. my wife is not a car person, but she knows it's a passion of mine, and and so I'm very lucky that way. So
wonderful. Now again, it's all about memories, and let's talk about your relationship or your memories with Steve and Carolyn Ray, who were a big part of bringing you here.
They were wonderful. When I first came here, it was shortly after Mix FM went on the air, I had an interview with Eddie, and then I had an interview with Steve, and then
you survived the interview with Eddie. Okay.
I walked out of here going, well, it's Steve and Carolyn I really like, but I'm not sure about that Eddie guy. No, they were wonderful to work for. They let you be your creative self, and yes, if you did something that didn't go with the overall, what's the word I'm looking for, what the station was striving to be or represent to the community, then yeah, you would sit down, but you would have a discussion. It wouldn't be an argument or whatever. It would be, here's the reasons why we're doing what we're doing. But at the same time, you were left on your own because they respected the fact that you had some experience and they trusted your judgment.
Yeah.
And if I ever had a question, like I'm going, oh, well, I would go and talk to them first and say, this is what's happening in a certain vein or a certain story. You know, my one vivid memory was shortly after I started here, like I started in September, I believe, and it was like a week or two later was Thanksgiving weekend, and the train barns burned.
Oh, it was the GTR site.
The Cooper site. And dealing with that whole thing.
Wow. But what a time to be on the radio.
Well, yeah,
at that time.
And just go, oh, wow. You know, and I was still, because I was new to the city, still kind of learning, well, what is this? What's this?
Yeah,
you know,
historical significance of the place.
So it was a pretty quick learning curve there, right? You know?
And again, a trusted voice in our community, Kirk Dixon. We're celebrating our CJCS 100th anniversary, and we'll continue our conversation with Kirk Dixon, former CJCS News Director and Morning Show co-host. We'll continue with our interview later this hour, right here, 107.1 CJCS FM.